Governor Paul LePage told Bangor radio station WVOM that he plans to attend the campaign rally of the presumptive Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump tomorrow. The governor's attendance had been assumed after he canceled a scheduled town hall meeting in Greenville shortly after Trump's campaign confirmed that he would hold a rally at the Cross Insurance Center in Bangor. Steve Missler has details.
The Bangor rally will be the second that Trump has held in Maine this year. The first one was held in Portland, just days before the Republican Party held its presidential caucuses here. Governor LePage introduced the real estate mogul and television personality at the first event, but it's unclear if he'll be a participant or a bystander in Bangor. Trump's visit here is a bit of a curiosity. Appearances by presidential candidates, never mind presumptive party nominees, are somewhat rare. Even visits prior to party caucuses are infrequent, as candidates often send surrogates. But Trump's visit does make some strategic sense. Maine is one of just two states that distributes its four electoral votes via the congressional district method, rather than the winner-take-all method used by other states. It means that a candidate can snag one of the state's four electoral votes if he or she outperforms their opponent in one of the state's two congressional districts. A recent poll shows Hillary Clinton leading Trump statewide, but a much closer contest in the second congressional district. That might explain why Trump has chosen the Queen City for his rally. Nonetheless, no candidate has ever managed to split Maine's electoral votes in 40 years. Nebraska, the other state that uses this method, has done it once in 2008. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.